This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Petey! Biscuit! It's Jimmy from Boston. Petey, you gotta go casket for your funeral, especially if you want to enforce that dress code of yours. An open casket demands respect. It gets the guest thinking tie or at least a collar. But in urn, you're going to be lucky to get dudes dressed like our old pal DJ Lou in a Pearl Jam t-shirt and a Mets hat. Casket kid like a gentleman. Later.
Sebastian Show, baby. We're back. This might be the most unprepared I've been in a long time. Not that I'm ever prepared. Sebastian Maniscalco, baby. How you doing, brother?
What's going on? We're back to step one here in California. They shut it all down again.
When?
Today.
Holy shit. What?
No bars, no zoos, no churches, no restaurants. It's all over. We're back inside.
Back inside. No progress whatsoever.
None.
Hold on, my camera's fucked up. One sec. There we go. Now, I saw yesterday there was a banner flying over the beach in California that said Governor Newsom is an asshole. Someone put it on the back of a plane. And they kept flying back and forth over the beach. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. Listen, everybody's going to get this shit. Let's just get it and move on with our lives, right?
Oh, do you think so, doctor?
I mean, we got nowhere?
I don't know, bro. They shut it down. We're back in. And I was figuring this out, right? Up until now,
Yeah. We've
been in quarantine pretty much 5 months on the dime, right? Five months.
Holy shit.
5 months? March, April, May, June, July. 5 months. And my prediction is we're going to go another 5 months. So the amount of time it has been since this pandemic started up until now, we got that coming up.
And some of the prisons today with their TVs and their three square meals are not any less uncomfortable than our homes. So in a way, everybody's been under arrest for fucking 10 months by the time this is over. It's like we were in jail basically for 10 months.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then what? Then they got a cure? Or if eventually they're just going to say, we can't stop it, cross your fingers, hope you don't get it, then let's just start that now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why don't you just go? I mean, like, you're going to go back inside for another, 6 weeks? And then they're going to go, okay, we're going to phase two. And then they're going to go, oh, shit, it's coming up again. Get back in. Just say either we're shutting it down for a year or go get it.
That's it. I know two people. I just did Robert Kelly's podcast. They were Zoom show every night, Calvin Kelly. And both of them had it. And neither one of them knew they had it until they got tested later on, found out they had the antibodies. And now a guy I know in town, his best friend is a doctor. And the doctor said that four people now that he has been have been his patients, they're all older and they all live alone, have been submitted to mental institutions because they've gone crazy because of this. So, you know.
Well, is that four people in Fredonia?
In this area, yeah, Western New York.
All right, is that because they
he said it's because they live alone with very little family and the isolation. Like, a lot of people, the only closeness they get is like a fucking park bench, like Forrest Gump. So this is like total isolation has driven them nuts.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Bro, I don't know if any of that's true. He said it to me. It works with my narrative, so I'm fucking passing it on to you. I'm about this far away from saying political shit, and I don't want to.
I know. Right. I'm with you. I'll give you a couple things that are kind of bothering me, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to see if you've seen this out in Fredonia as much as I've seen this, not only in Los Angeles, but on Zoom calls, what have you. Have you seen the Corona beard?
No. What is this? Just like these guys letting it grow till the end of just like Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, it's like one of these things where, you know, like sometimes baseball players, they do this in the playoffs where they're not going to shave until they win the World Series. Well, you got this Corona beard shit going on where people are not shaving their beards because it's their Corona look. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a couple guys I've been on a Zoom with.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. You have to have a face for a beard.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
It's
Yeah, it's got to like look good on you. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's like bald. You know, like your head's got to be the right shape to go bald and pull that off. Same thing goes for the beard. You have to have a face that kind of like really takes the beard and embodies your face with it. Yeah. Some of these guys, the beard they got going is just atrocious.
Yeah, it's the give up beard. Yeah, man, it's like a big slumber party. These people are loving this shit.
It's the give up beard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're like me. I wake up and you start to... Bro, by the way, the listeners can't see this. Between our cameras, our microphones, and then our FaceTime call to see each other, we're both constantly looking at shit to make sure it's still running, right? I'm like a pilot checking the altitude thermometer, right? I look over, I'm saying something to you, you're looking over at your shit. Vector
324. We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Because we're not only talent, we're producers, we're editing. It's like...
We're doing it all.
By the way, 97, we broke 100.
90, as we should. I've been seeing some podcast clips from shows that are beating us, and it's literally just a campaign of, hey, guys, want to be a part of our thing? It's not fucking funny, but it'll be our thing. Holy shit, we're providing entertainment. That's it's not a clubhouse.
Yeah, this is two grown men hashing it out over a FaceTime call for about an hour a day. Now,
yeah,
I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
First time in 5 months.
Are you serious?
Yeah. First time in 5 months I went out. Bristol Farm. All right?
Yeah.
Walk in. I went in with the mask. By the way, I got a mask. I got like a funnel. I got a funnel I put around my neck that parlays as an ascot.
Oh, like the whole thing, you just slide it up like a turtleneck? Yeah.
Yeah. And then when it's down, it looks beautiful around the neck. It really accents the outfit.
Is that what you had over your face in that video, Instagram?
Yeah.
By the way, bro, it was a very funny video. And even though you're being funny, you were also... You had your face covered for anyone to see this video, and you said 7 billion people in this world, and we got nothing. And that really put it in perspective for me, bro. Nobody on the planet is stepping forward with a fucking cure?
Of course, I got on the comments, it's a virus. There's no cure to a virus. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to mend. It's comedy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no cure for cancer. There's no cure for the flu. There's no cure. Hey, what are we going to do? Dissect the whole fucking thing.
I tell you, I knew I didn't like a lot of people, but once this pandemic kicked in and everyone's been voicing up, I didn't realize how many people I don't like. It's way more than I thought. There's like 5% of this country. It's all of our listeners are cool. Everybody else are fucking dummies, man.
I know.
I keep
it's
cursing.
Really...
I got to stop cursing.
Nah, man. Curse away, man. I mean, this is the platform to do it in, and this is the time to do it in. 5 months inside.
I don't know why you got to do it in front of the kid. with the effing. All you gotta do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs. And he can say fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want.
Cock, balls.
Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank.
So, yeah, I go to the grocery store. I black glove it. I do a black glove on the hands, and then I do a funnel on the head. And I get my cart, and yeah, just start going through. There was no like rules, like go down this way, go up this way, none of that.
Yeah,
I was just shopping like I normally shop, but just with a mask on and plastic gloves. And then I get in the line, 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart. And then I get up to the cashier, and there's a full spit guard. I don't know if they got this in for
Oh, yeah. The full, yeah, the plexiglass now.
I mean, you got to go through a mask, a plexiglass, and his mask in order for anybody to get this
right. It's crazy, man.
So let me ask you this, though. If you go and they go, okay, go out and wear a mask, and you're talking to somebody, let's say outside or inside for that matter, with a mask on, right?
Yeah.
You don't have no plastic glass in front of you, right? So at the grocery store, what do they put? Is that just...
To give like, the employees an extra protection.
Extra layer?
Yeah, an extra layer. Exactly.
Now, if you were at the grocery store and you were going to work, would you customize your shield?
Put a photo of your family on it or something, you mean?
Well, I was looking at just a plain glass. It'd be nice to have something to look at on the glass, like almost like a locker in high school. There you open up the locker, you got some photos.
Right. Maybe a few post-it notes to remind yourself after work, right?
Something. You would think he would have something, maybe, like you said, a picture of his family. So you look up, you go, oh, the guy's got two kids. I mean, if you're going to put up a glass, why don't I utilize the glass
right to
have something to look at while the transaction's being complete? I mean, you can't talk to him. What are you going to do, talk to him through the glass? It's like prison.
It's ridiculous. By the way, is any of this shit coming down when we do come up with a cure? Because this is all starting to get pretty permanent, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're going to just say, hey, keep the glass up. The Chinese are going to release some other shit down the line anyway. By the way, still no apology, at the very least. Right? No XI coming on going, listen, we still don't know how it happened, but it definitely happened from us. I'm sorry. Nothing.
I don't know. If it came out of the United States, don't you think with the way the United States is, if it came out of here, we would say, we're sorry, we're opening up the borders to the first 100 million people that want to come over here.
Absolutely. And for anyone who doesn't want to come, we're going to mail you money. Really sorry. Do you want it in yen? Do you want us to do the conversion before we send it? Holy shit. Yeah.
Oh, man. So I'm in the grocery store, and another activity we did, and I got to ask you this, if you've tried this move. I posted it up on my Facebook and Instagram. Went to the beach.
Yeah.
Took the kids, took a stroller. Had no plans on going actually on the sand into the water. But we were there, and we're like, you know what? We're here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Serafina had a bathing suit on. Caruso didn't. I took the stroller on a boardwalk that went into the sand, but then it ended. Yeah. So I'd have to take the stroller and either roll it across the sand or pick it up.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Lon and I tried picking up the stroller with two kids in it.
Yeah.
I might as well have tried to do a 600-pound deadlift.
Insane. Yeah, you throw out your back. Two kids? You would lot of pick up the whole thing.
And we got this thing packed, you know, with everything that the kids need in the stroller, from, you know, diaper, snacks, the whole thing is underneath the stroller.
Right.
So I tell Lana, lighten up the stroller. She takes the blankets and the towels, sets up a spot for us. Then she doubles on the kids. She takes two kids in both arms, takes them over there, while I take the stroller across the sand, kidless and without really anything in it. Okay?
Wow.
Set up shop.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you this. You ever see a family at the beach with the kids? It's two kids, and they were playing, and one's naked. I'm not into this naked shit at the beach.
At any age.
Three years old naked. Now, my kid, Caruso. My son didn't have a bathing suit, but we kind of white trashed it with a diaper and a T-shirt.
That's a little more passable.
Yeah, if I saw a kid in a diaper in the ocean, I'd go, look at this trash. So we trashed it.
Yeah.
But we're like, all right, let him go because he was dying to go in the water. He's playing in the water. Now, the water's hitting his diaper. This thing's filling up. Diaper is made to absorb, right?
Right.
So the diaper is six times as large as it is when you put it on, right?
Yeah.
This kid's got an inner tube on at this point. Ilana and I, Seraphina and I are in the ocean. Now, she's loving the waves, hitting up against her, this, that, and the other thing. Now, you ever get one of these kids where your kid's playing, and unannounced, you get another kid that's kind of hovering near your kid?
Yeah.
You ever get this?
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But your kid doesn't see it, but I see it. I saw it coming, right? I saw the kid running. I go, here you go. He wants to play. During a fucking pandemic, kid wants to play with my kid, right? And these kids, their parents never know that their kid is, like, doing this. You ever notice this? Like,
yeah.
If you look at where the parent is, the parent's in the water with the naked kid taking photos on the phone, while the other, the five-year-old, is running around the beach waiting to get kidnapped. Right?
That's why the five-year-old is doing that. Because the parents aren't hanging out with them, right? Like your kid, my kid would never go up to another dad playing with their kid if she don't know him and go, "Hi guys." No, she comes and gets me. So, and that's how you are. But yeah, when these parents drop the ball, then their kid's looking for, like, you know, maybe I can, you know, play with someone else's dad and the kid. Yeah, and I hear you. When I see that coming, I feel bad for the kid, but I'm like, go to a YMCA guy. Get the fuck out of here to save my prop. Yeah, do the Big Brother. Do the Big Brother program. I don't know what to tell you.
So yeah, I mean, these are the parents you always see on TV. We had no idea that our kid was taken. Yeah, because you had a fucking other kid in naked doing iPhone selfies in the ocean while your kid's getting abducted. Yeah, no.
Right, right. Practically got a for sale sign on his back, lady. Give me a break.
So I'm like not even paying attention to the kid, hoping he goes away. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things where if you don't look up, you're hopefully the kid kind of gets it.
Yeah.
This guy's sitting there like a fucking ocean buoy. He ain't moving. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Looking so to be
now, now, you ever have it where you've picked a spot, wherever. It could be the park, the beach, or what have you. Now you're getting interrupted by a kid or someone else. And now you got to move from where you're at to get away from this kid and go to another area. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. That, I think the deep end of a pool was invented for that shit. You just go back. Literally, I can't have it. I do it with my daughter. Someone goes to play, like, let's take it to the deep end. Kid can't come out this far. What is with that? I don't know why kids do that, but all right, I'm with you. So you guys relocate, hoping you can play as a family without this
kid. Yeah, I relocate, and then, you know, I get one of these where, here we go with the pit bulls again, right?
Oh.
You ever get the pit bull on the beach, no leash?
Are you kidding me?
You ever get that?
No, I'd rather have a guy holding a gun in his hand while he's tanning himself with the other hand. I just had this talk with Jackie the other day, but continue. You got an unleashed pit bull on the beach where you are.
Yeah, and he's got in his mouth tree bark, right?
Yeah.
Now, listen, If I go buy a dog and the dog's in the cage, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to the dog, well, what does he like to kind of snack on? And the kennel or the breeder goes, he loves tree bark in his mouth. That's where I go, what else do you got?
Right? Absolutely, man.
If your dog is walking around the beach with firewood in his mouth.
So he's got a big log, practically?
He's got like a log. Holy just a log. Shit. Like, did he pick that up? Is that his bone? Is that, did they bring that with them to the beach? Because he, or did he just pick that up and start carrying it down the beach? And I go, okay. So now we're on our second place where we're playing. That's all. We got to move away now from the pit bull. Like, this... Yeah. You might as well get a fucking speedboat, get in it, and shoot yourself all the way out to the middle of the ocean, to your point, on the deep end.
Yeah, just to be alone. I hear you, man.
Then at the line, I go, we got to go buy a beach house to get some privacy.
Got to do it, bro. Got to do it. Hold on, I'm going to win.
Gee, the amount of time you're dipping off camera today.
No, I had to blow my nose. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got a late start here today. Those pit bulls, I was just saying to Jackie, I go, if one of Sadie's friends got a pit bull, would you let Sadie go to that person's house to play? Would you do that? Would you allow that if Serafina's friend had a pit bull, right?
No way.
No way. No way, man.
Pit bull, German Shepherd, Doberman. Those are the three dogs I'm scared of.
German Shepherd, they scare, but they're pretty loyal, and they, you know, they're only going to attack if you attack their owner. But the pit bull and the Doberman, yeah, they, my kid don't need to be there.
My neighbor's got a Doberman, a German Shepherd, and I said, and I think I might have talked to you about this, maybe not. We were talking to her, and I said, "Is that a good guard dog?" She's like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah.
It's very protective. She goes, you know, if you come close, he'll, you know, really get up on his legs. He goes, when we have parties, they got to send the dog away. Like, if they have a party at their house with 15, 20 people, the dog can't beat her.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Can you imagine going over to that house? Where the dog literally has to go to camp in order for you to have a birthday party?
Even when you're at a house like that and they got a dog like that, you ever have them, they go, we're not going to let him out of the back room, right? I can't get comfortable because I'm just afraid someone's going to forget a coat and open up the back, right? And go, oh, fuck! And it's already halfway out the door. I mean, that's just it. Forget it. We got, by the way, I tell you, we got our dog yesterday.
I saw it. I saw it online. Beautiful dog. What's your take? Now having a dog. This is the first dog since
Ruby. Yeah.
Ruby died.
Well, this thing's a delight so far. It's already basically, it's 8 weeks old. It already is going outside on its own. Like, it was already kind of trained to do that. Took a dump yesterday. I took a leaf. Folded the leaf, picked up the dump, and just threw it over my neighbor's fence. It was like nothing. Ruby used to do these huge dump. Listen, I feel like that's what neighbors do. They just throw shit over each other's fence when the other one's not looking. But anyway, yeah, this dog's real cute. It's 5 pounds. It's only going to grow to be 20 pounds. I was going to bring it on and show you, but this whole show started pretty quickly. I'm still settling in. So next show, I'll introduce you to Duke.
Oh, we landed on Duke, the name?
Yeah. Sadie's dog. She picked a name. Yeah.
What else do we got? Hold on. I'm just making sure we're getting this gold on tape.
Listen, the other day, right? Well, it's nighttime. We're going to watch TV. And I put, this is a small thing. And I, ice cream in a bowl, right? White, well, vanilla ice cream. And then we got sprinkles, usually for the kid. And I've been taking, I like sprinkles. So I take the sprinkles and I put them on my ice cream. And Jackie is telling me, she's like, that shit is so bouncy. It's so embarrassing that you're doing it. And it's a little white trash for a grown man to be putting sprinkles on his ice cream. I go, but I'm at home. I'm with you. And she's like, still, it's like, it's very unmanly and childish, and it's a turnoff. And I think it's bouncy that you're putting sprinkles on your ice cream. Well, now, what's your take on that, man?
I gotta go with her on this one. I mean, I think toppings. What?
Yeah.
Listen.
What?
Toppings in general for a man is just not cool. Like if you're the way I look at it, if the flavor of the ice cream ain't cutting it for you, you shouldn't be eating it.
What you're
saying is, I don't like what I'm eating. 100%, and I gotta add to it. To me, I'm like, the ice cream sucks.
I disagree. It's like, I am loving this so much. This ice cream is unbelievable. But I got the mentality, but can we make it even more unbelievable? Yes, we can, with some rainbow sprinkles, baby. And I don't just layer the top. I move the ice cream to the side and do a heavy dump down the side of the bowl, then put the ice cream back over. So when I'm halfway through, I hit the second layer of fucking sprinkles, baby! Are you kidding me?
I don't think a father's ice cream should match his daughter's.
Oh shit! You're right.
She should come home and go, What are you eating, Dad? And you should go, I got some Rocky Road or pistachio or something that's got some meat to it, not vanilla with rainbow sprinkles. That's something that you get at Kiddyland.
Oh, why do you? I never saw it that way, man. I mean,
just get like the ice cream with the. Nah, with the sprinkles built in.
That's built in sprinkles.
You're making your own shit. I mean, get the confetti ice cream.
That's for birthday parties, bro, for little kids.
I'm just saying. There should only be, in my opinion, an ice cream.
Yeah.
While you're eating it. Two colors. So,
two different flavors?
No, just two colors. If it's what? Rocky Road, it's white and brown, right?
Yeah.
If it's pistachio, it's green, and maybe they got some, like, this pistachio's like maybe like an almond color or whatever.
Right.
There should only be two identifiable colors in the ice cream. When I go over to yours and there's seven or eight colors in an ice cream, it's like.
So rum raisin, I guess. I'm getting you a vibe. You're liking these masculine, solid chocolate. Give me chocolate, right? Now, so having said that, if it's only two, if I do cookies and cream, is that still a little childish on the childish side?
If it's already in the thing. I don't like the vanilla, and then you go get Oreos and break it all over the thing.
Yeah.
Buy it as what it should be. I got this problem with Lana. When we go out and get ice cream or yogurt, every time I get the same thing, pistachio. That's it. Pistachio gelato, ice cream, or yogurt. Getting it.
Wow.
That's it. No variants. Lana, she comes back to the table. She's got the fucking ice cream, and then she's got sprinkles, gummy bears, chocolate, Reese's Pieces, the whole fucking thing. I said, why don't you just get a fucking candy bag?
That's it. To add to the pleasure. Does Lana do the samples, too? Like the little spoons? They're not doing that with the pandemic, but Jackie does that, too. Can I get a sample? I'm like, every time you get a sample... You're pissing them off a little more.
Of course.
Right?
My wife not only gets the sample of the ice cream, she samples the toppings.
We know it. What do you mean? Like, can I try the marshmallow, the heated marshmallow? Yeah. Like, really?
Yes. Can I try the cookie? Like, what the fuck is that? It's not a buffet.
Don't you have a bit about that? With the sample?
I have a bit about trying the ice creams. I don't have a bit about trying the toppings.
Oh.
I do have a bit about I was in line and a guy said he want bottomings along with toppings. That means he wanted the bowl coated with cookies, then the yogurt, and then the cookies. It's like a cookie sandwich.
Wow. Wow.
He pulled your move with the bottomings.
Well, I got to say, when I go to Starbucks and people get these coffees with, you know, give me the, you know, I don't even know these toppings they're saying. Men do it. I find it very, I'll just say it, a little feminine. I feel like a man should just be getting a solid black cup of coffee. And then if you want to put a little sugar in it, you do your own little dance off to the side. But when they're going, like, whenever I go to Starbucks, they don't even need my name because I just get coffee every time. So they go, oh, coffee bump, and they just turn around and give it to me. When you're getting your name with all your little stuff, so I guess you can say that same shit about me with my little sprinkles. Man, we got
with the coffee.
Yeah.
If you have to step away from the register and wait, you shouldn't be getting that coffee. It should be literally done over the register. If you have to pay and then step into that bullpen with everybody else.
Right.
Do you ever try and do this when you go get coffee? And when they yell out the mocha frappuccino, what a whip, 2%. You ever try and fucking look to see who's going to go pick that up? You ever try and match the coffee with the person before they go get it?
Oh, that's great. You can start to figure it out, man, right? Well, you ever see the people do the step up thinking it's theirs and then it's not? And then they got to do the step away again. And you're like, you thought you were going to be halfway out the door. We're waiting for beverages. This shit is nuts. Straight up coffee.
Hear me out on this one.
Yeah.
You're waiting for your coffee.
Yeah.
And they yell it out. And someone thinks it's theirs. And they go grab the coffee by the top. And then you go, hey, I think that's mine.
Yeah.
Do you still take the cup they touched? Or you go, remake?
Before the pandemic, I would still take the cup. But it always, it was uncomfortable, you know? Especially when they take it and they get halfway to the sugar and cream area. And then they realize that they're like, oh, God, somebody I don't know is carrying my shit around. You know?
Oh, I know. And I've often thought, why can't you just go into that gallery of people? Don't even go in line.
Right.
And just wait till you hear something you might want and just go and get it.
Yeah.
Like, if someone says, tall frappuccino or tall cake, and you go up and get it, and then someone says, oh, that's mine, you're like, no, I ordered the same thing, and just go to the guy, oh, I guess I didn't get my key, mate.
Yeah.
And just get a free
beer. That's it. You do the fake phone call while you're doing it, right? Grab it, and then you go, well, I'm sorry, hold on, Bill. No, well, he must have made two, man. I got to run over. Boom, that's it, right? You're right. Every time. You can do it a different one every day, man. Why not?
I just got the green tea. If I don't like it, yeah, I fucked up. You think I'm going to hold up 12 people's day licking them?
Comedians Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco, The Pete and Sebastian Show.
I gotta give it up to my wife on this one. I celebrated a birthday in between the podcast, 47.
Happy birthday.
And Alana's. I went golfing. I went to the golf range on my birthday in the morning to knock a few out. I come back. There's a truck in the driveway, right?
Yeah.
It's a rental. It's a furniture rental. I get out. My wife comes out with the kids. We go in the backyard. She goes, I know we always talk about going back to Mexico, so I brought Mexico to Los Angeles. And she had furniture out on the lawn, Mexican music playing, margaritas, chips and salsa.
Awesome.
The whole thing, enchiladas. We invited our doctor over at night for dinner. They had like a little setup 6 feet apart on the lawn, sat down with like little tables, had a beautiful, beautiful Mexican dinner. Bro, I got to step it up coming up here. Her birthday's in September. Our anniversary is in August. I got a couple ideas percolating right now.
Yeah.
But us going back to phase one is putting a fucking deficit into my ideas.
Oh, really? Yeah. I know, bro. It's hard to get. This is crazy what we're going through right now. We're trying to do the show, and now you're locked up again? By the way, huge. I mean, I don't know if the show is going to air by the time it happens, but you're not going to be locked up Wednesday night and Thursday night, baby.
Sebastian. Wednesday night and Thursday night, yeah.
I'm saying it like it's fucking me doing it. I'm psyched for you, bro. That's huge news. Tell the listeners that might not know already. I think
so. Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to be hosting Jimmy Kimmel, or guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel, from a house.
Your house or a different house?
No, just a nondescript home. It happens to be next door to a house Lana owned about, I don't know, 7 years ago. It's ironic. It's ironic,
yeah,
that she owned the house there. It's like literally our neighbor's house that is being used for this shoot. The guests I'm having on are as follows.
Oh, wow.
Watt.
Nice, dude. Awesome. Holy
Watt's coming on.
Shit.
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh,
and shit. Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest with, I don't even know if I could say the musical guest because it's a surprise.
Oh, wow. Wow. Huge.
So,
dude, that's great. People, you know, your wheelhouse. Watt's hilarious. A-Rod, you've been hanging now?
Yeah, A-Rod, we're going to do the whole thing about, you know, going over to his house for dinner, him, the whole thing.
Nice.
Watt, so I wanted to ask you, like, I got the story about Watt with the robes and being monogrammed and what have you. You got any other questions we could give Watt? Because it's on a Wednesday. So it's going to be on Wednesday, Watt. What's the... Anything we could throw at him? Like,
yo, how much you bench? Seriously.
Oh, man,
I noticed this. And yeah. I don't know if this is something to get into.
Yeah.
But his wife took his name.
Yeah.
And it's on the back of the jersey, which I gotta applaud. I mean, she's a star in her own right, right? In her own field, and
yes,
is known by her first and last name.
Yes.
But then she took his name. You don't see that.
Yeah, you don't see that enough anymore, man. Men being men and women being women. Holy shit. I think I just quoted Archie Bunker accidentally.
Girls were girls and men were men.
But I saw that picture of JJ's wife on the first game. It was Game Time, and she's standing there, and it's in the back, and it just says, "What?" You know what I'm saying, on the jersey? And that must have made him so proud. And I don't know, man. I think for me, it's like I don't care the situation. If I come across a man whose wife didn't take his last name in marriage, that is the first step of problems.
Oh, I agree. And the way this is going, I'd say in 5 to 10 years, men are going to start taking the woman's last name.
Oh, God, I think it's already happening, but you're right. I mean, Is there anything more masculine than when you go to get your mail and, like, if there's a piece of mail for my wife, once in a while it says Mrs. Peter Corielli. Oh, wow. Take me back to a better time. I mean, she may as well say at the bottom of that envelope, still, the hubby should open it and read it first before he gives it to the missus, but it is for her.
When something like that comes in from my wife, I open it. It's got my name on it.
Right? I hear you. Oh, God. Yeah, so, no, that's pretty awesome that she's taking his last name, or she took it, and that she's doing it in the jersey. But, bro, bigger picture, hosting Kimmel, man, this is awesome. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but is this something like you would see yourself doing down the line, being a Johnny Carson of our time, bro?
I never thought about it, but during the pandemic, I've had a lot of time to reflect, and it is something that I'm interested in doing, but I want to do it to see if I like it first. And if I did it, I would bring back some of the Carson-esque to late night. Not to say that, you know, it's... Yeah, I'd bring my own flair to it. It'd be a throwback show.
Yeah, yeah. It would be. That's what they're missing, you know, man. Like just people coming on, not even promoting anything. They're just in town. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, just I thought I'd come and say hi. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, some of these shows, and I can't really say the late night shows because I don't know, but. On the Carson show, when a Dean Martin came out, or a Bob Hope, or Sinatra, or Rickles, or what have you, it wasn't blatant that there was alcohol maybe there, but don't you think in the coffee cup there was a little spiked juice or something that they were sipping on?
It seemed like it, man. Yeah, the way, you know, I mean, Dean Martin was always pretending. I don't know if he was truly had booze or if he was pretending, do you?
I don't know. I mean, there's always those stories that he was just playing that up or whatnot. But I don't know, just to come on the show and just have like a little, I mean, if you were coming on, just have like a little scotch on the side there. You'd take a couple nips, but we don't mention it, right?
Right, right.
It's not like it's a focal point. Like some of these shows, they got like a bartender where they're making drinks.
Yeah.
And this would be just like, I'd come into your room. Prior to you going out and going, listen, you want a little nip out there, some beer or something, or can I get you anything? You want a one hitter or whatever? I would accommodate. You know, so you sit down on the couch, you got a little drink with you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it would be nice, man. It's about having fun, having a good time. Right? Instead of, you know, so, I hear you got a dog. Yeah, because I told you that. And then, right, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, a little bit more lucid, a little bit more like off the cuff, you know, just, I know there's preset questions. I tell you, we might get to those, but to be honest with you, I'm going to ask some things I wanted to know about you and what's going on. That's all. Go with it.
So are you coming up with all your own questions for Watt and A-Rod, or there's writers?
They do the pre-interview with them and whatnot, and then, you know, they're gonna give my suggestions to them. But I'm just gonna try to make it loose. Each interview is about 6-7 minutes long.
Awesome.
Gotta do a monologue up top, about 6 minutes.
That's great.
Serafina's making her national TV debut.
Oh, nice, man. Nice.
Me and her are doing a bit.
That's great.
So.
Oh, shit. And what time is Kimmel on?
I don't know when this airs. It's, I think it's 11 out here in the Pacific. I don't know what it is back east. By the way, is your hair getting lighter?
Lighter? I don't know, man.
Is it just the lighting? Looks like a brown.
No, what do you mean? No, I mean, Jackie cut my hair, but same as it always is.
Oh, okay. It just looks a little lighter. Maybe it's the lighting.
What do you mean, like getting gray on me, guy?
No, no. I'm talking like, you know, it went from black to brown.
No. I dyed it that one time you called me on it when I tried to pitch that show, and I haven't touched it since. Yeah. So, bro, hosting that, the only thing is if you were in studio, it would be more fun. Like, it would be fun, like, if you were actually in studio and Watt came out and he sits down, you say, hey, good to see you, and just go, oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is how we start every show now, Watt. And you turn to the band and you go, hit it. And then they start playing the national anthem and you stand up. And you go, I don't want to put you on the spot. Kneel, stand, whatever you want. Hey, It's every athlete now is like put on the spot with that shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we played a national anthem and we announced that Watt's running in 2024.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine? No. Wow. He might have to take 2028. I don't know if we want to go up against Kanye in 2024.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Well, here's the thing. I'm doing the monologue.
Yeah.
No audience. I mean, it's just me and a camera.
Right,
That's going to be strange, no?
Maybe for a second, and then you're just going to go for it. You know? I think you're overthinking it, like we do, but, like, I think you're going to do fine. I mean, the camera guy, isn't there going to be someone there with you anyway, the lighting people?
Yeah, hey, it's going to be two guys in a room with me, a camera guy.
You need one. He's going to be giggling, you know, if he's laughing. Everybody, listen, you'll know.
He's got a mask on. I don't even know if this guy's enjoying himself.
But when we do this, it's just me, you know?
I know, but, like, you look at it, like, you're not doing anything else but paying attention to me. This guy, his head's going to be behind the camera, and the other guy's going to be like this. So it's like.
I know.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm dying to get out of here, though, bro. I was looking to go to Mexico. I can't leave the country because my son doesn't have a birth certificate. I got to see my dad. I got to see my mom. I'm trying. Lana's parents were trying to figure out. What the hell? Do you have any summer plans? Anything?
Right. Yeah,
driving.
Same thing. I miss my parents so much that. My parents are coming next week with my sister and my niece, who's 20, and she's been around. But I'm like, I don't even, just come. Forget it. Let's do it. So they're all coming. Then we're going camping with the camper after that with friends that we meet up with where we're going. They got a site, and we're going to do that for a week in my place in the Adirondacks. So we're doing some shit, but, you know. But I got to tell you a couple things.
Yeah.
Two stories. Well, one, let me start with this. And I don't know how I feel about this, but the other night, late night, I'm watching TV by myself, and this thing comes on about China. And it's like a documentary, and it's not like any political thing. It's just telling you the facts about them stealing products and, you know, technology. But then it starts to go into, this is unbelievable. In China, you all have your phone, and you have a barcode on your phone, right? And the Chinese government always knows where you are with your phone. They're supposed to know. And then they have a rating system, 1, 2, and 3. And it's rating you as a citizen, okay? And they show, for example, a street in Beijing with all these people waiting to cross the street. And no cars are coming, but the light's red. So if they cross, they'd be jaywalking. And nobody's jaywalking, and they can in this huge city, right? So they're interviewing a guy, and they go, why don't you jaywalk? And he goes, I don't want my rating to go down. Here's what happens. If you walk across the street, they have cameras everywhere. It recognizes your face. They say those cameras can recognize your face quicker than your own wife could recognize your face. So they know it's you. You just jaywalk. You went from a 3 rating to a 2 rating. Now, when you go to the store, if you have a 3 rating, you're a perfect citizen, you get discounts. You get to go to the front of the line if it's like an amusement park. If you got a 2, you pay full price. If you got a 1 and like a restaurant's running late and you're a 1 motherfucker, you're waiting the longest. So you get rewarded for good behavior, bro. On one hand, I'm watching this going, that's so effed up. That's what our country's going for. This is insane. And then halfway through, I'm like, wait a second. That's not such a bad thing if I'm picking the rules, right? Like flip-flops. You go from a 3 to a 2, right? If you're wearing flip-flops. How great would that be? If you bend down and I see your ass crack, right away you go to a fucking 1 for 3 months. No questions asked. Just cleaning up the trash.
Well, did they go into how you get, what other reasons would you be downgraded from a 3 to a 2? Jaywalking's one, obviously. Oh. Maybe a speeding ticket. What is there any behavior like if you're on a plane and you take your shoes off? Do you get like, who's monitoring the behavior?
That's a good question, and I don't know. I mean, I know, like, for example, if you speak out against the government and someone reports you, then they get a better rating, and your rating goes to shit even worse. You can get arrested for that. But I don't know if they're utilizing this system for just general behavior, which is how me and you would like to utilize it. You know what I'm saying? Now they're selling, and they're selling that system, that 5G, to other countries, right? Poor countries that can't afford, like the Philippines had a problem with criminals, and they go, listen, we'll give you our 5G for free, and you'll be able to see their faces and find criminals much quicker, and we'll give you a few bucks to get everything started. So Philippines takes it all, and everyone knows they'll never be able to pay back. Plus, China has something in the system so that even though they give you the phones, they are now logging all the data about the people in your country. Oh, man. That's crazy. They're going to be making bat meat in a lot more places than China pretty soon. There's going to be bat fast food joints in fucking America before you know it. Shit is out of control.
Well, you bring up a good point.
I do.
This whole thing about tracking and the government knowing where you are, where you're going, where you're shopping, what you're doing is obviously, you know, anti-American and you know, civil liberties and all this shit. But like you're saying, I kind of like the rating system because it makes everybody literally comply with the law, right?
Right.
So if you don't comply, I would even go as far as if you're at a 2 or a 1, you're paying double the price.
Yeah. Right. But it only works if you got to be able to back it up in China. Like, if you get down to a 1 and you're still misbehaving, you know, then they just put you in some jail where you work for free labor for the rest of your life with your whole, you know, they'll take your whole family. I mean, you got to, you know, in America, it's just everyone will be walking around with ones giving the camera the finger.
We can't even implement our own laws, let alone a phone system.
Right. We want to get rid of cops and have referees. They show up with whistles like the Foot Locker guy. All right. Who said what first? Oh, God. And then, you know, we want moderators to come. Yeah, and then the moderator comes. He gets the shit kicked out of him. And then he calls the cop.
Oh, God.
So speaking of the public servants of this country that we need and fucking save us, I was almost dead today. My whole family. You're not going to believe this. So yesterday... Jeez. Yesterday, Sunday dinner, Jackie makes the baked ziti, two homemade loaves of sourdough bread in the oven, everything. I mean, when we started eating dinner, I cut the bread open and just the steam is coming out of the bread. And it made me think, you know, let's take the French. What do they eat, bro? Like duck? What the fuck do the French like to eat?
French? Yeah, I mean, I think duck, what?
I'm just saying, on Sunday, is there a French guy like sauteing duck going, nah, nothing like Sunday duck dinner? You know what I mean? Or is even the French guy making baked ziti? Who are we fucking kidding? It's the best shit, right? I mean, I feel like even the Chinese are doing lasagna on Sunday. What else would you do? They sit there going, oh, the stir fry Sunday. Yeah, baby. So, all right, so the oven's been popping, blah, blah, blah. We eat. we're done, watching some TV. And I go, man, I am so, I was all day waiting for this. I worked out two times in my new gym upstairs. I fucking stuffed my face. And I'm like, ooh, man, I'm tired. And she's like, yeah, I am too. The Italian food does it. And even Sadie's like, oh, God. So, like, let's go for a walk. So we take our new dog, put it in a wagon, and we all go for a walk around the block. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe. Come back now, it's about 7:40. So Jackie goes, Sadie, you're going in the shower right away. She throws her in the shower. No sooner is Sadie in the shower, and the upstairs carbon monoxide detector goes off. So Jackie comes down with it, and she's like, the batteries in this must be dead. It's beeping. So I was like, yeah. So she puts in new batteries. She brings it back up, and she's like, it's still beeping. No sooner does she say that, the carbon monoxide detector downstairs starts beeping. Right?
Jeez.
So now Jackie goes to me, wow, you think there must be carbon monoxide? And I'm like, yeah, right? If they're both going off, what could be the odds, you know? And it's so weird because it's not fire. So you're like, you're kind of like standing there, you know, and what the fuck do we do, right? So we go, well, let's read the back of it. So, like, we're reading the back of it, and it says, get your family and immediately get out of the house and call 911, right? So now I'm starting to get freaked out, right? So I go upstairs, Jackie goes upstairs before me, and I'm like, all right, we got to get out of here. And she goes, as she's going upstairs, she goes, well, you know, Sadie's still in the shower. Did you not read the back of the carbon monoxide thing? It says get out now, not, you know, if you shower and get the shampoo and conditioner out first. Don't kill you. Right? So I go up there and I'm like, Sadie, get out now. And she's like, well, I go, just get out. Dad, I'm like, I go, get the fuck. I use the F word. Get out. And, you know, which I never use her. She starts crying. And Jackie's like, no, you're scaring her. I'm like, guys, everybody out. Get the dog. Get out. So we all go out. Sadie's soaking wet. She's got a towel wrapped around her. I call 911, and I'm like, hey, I tell them what happened. The operator guy, I go, they're both going off. It says to call you, so, you know, and he goes, all right, where do you live? I'm going to send the fire department, right? I'm like, okay. So now they go, the fire truck's on its way. I'm like, holy shit. So now I go back in, and now they're not beeping. So Jackie's like, oh, my God, how fucking embarrassing. I go, I know, they're not even beeping anymore. So now I'm trying to bring them near the gas products I have to make them beep again because now I'm embarrassed at the firemen, right? So they show up with the truck. You know, I tell them the whole story. They go, let's go in. We'll check it out. He walks in with the monitor like Ghostbusters. He takes one step in. It starts popping. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, there's something going on in here.
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Something going on. So they do a recon of the whole house, and they're like, we got to stay out here. We're going to call the gas guy. So now the gas guy's coming. I'm talking to the fireman, and I'm like, how high is it? Like, if I would have slept overnight, and he goes, this is right on the bubble, that if you would have slept overnight, you guys could have perished, right?
Is that the word he used?
No, I was trying to class the joint up. I said, is that high enough that I would have died? And he goes, you would have been right on the bubble. That's what he said. Right on the bubble. So, yeah.
I got a couple questions.
Right.
Do you know what carbon monoxide is?
Not really. Isn't it like it's something to do with the gas, though. Yeah, no, you don't know either. All right, holy shit, I thought you were about to make me feel like an idiot.
This is right up there with beluga caviar for me.
right. Well,
if you would have told me carbon monoxide comes out of your stove, I would have said that sounds about right.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If yours were beeping, wouldn't you be
Where
like,
does it come from?
It comes from the propane, from gas, from your gas product, from a gas appliance. We have a gas fireplace. So it turns out, when the guy came, our stove is kind of, he said, it, you know, it's older, 7 years old. It was here when we moved in. It's a nice stove. But he said, it's clogging. So did you cook a lot today? And Jackie's like, yeah. And he's like, then you started up your air conditioning? And she's like, yeah, we were tired. We went for a walk, turned the air on. He goes, yeah, that made it go all throughout the house. That's why it was firing off all these things. You wouldn't have died, though, because you weren't cooking overnight. If you were cooking a turkey overnight, you might have been dead overnight, but, you know. So, but anyway, man, freaking detectives work. Holy shit. I mean, who would have thought those little plastic pieces of shit actually work, man?
Man, we got to see if we got some of those. Now, as you're with the firemen, do you ask the firemen questions while someone's checking out the gas line in your house? Do you, like, look at the truck and go, I don't know, how many pounds of water go through this hole?
I'm just for the same person, me and you. Yeah, we do all the initial. Then he goes, we're going to wait for the gas guy. We'll be around over here. I have the different areas of my property. So he went to the front, the two firemen. It's a beautiful night. So they're waiting for the gas guy. I'm sitting with my family in the back. And then I go to Jackie. I'm going to go talk it up with them, right? So she goes, what are you going to ask him? I go, well, like, you know, did they come from their house? Or were they at the firehouse? Like, you know, so like I walk, I go up to them. And hey, guys, how you doing? First question, I go, so like when you got the call to come here, were you at your house or at the firehouse? And they go, no, we're on call, so there's always two guys at the firehouse, 24-hour shift. So we were there. I go, oh, God, I feel so much better. I thought maybe, like, you were in the middle of your fucking Sunday dinner. And they're like, oh, bullshit, carbon monoxide bullshit. Right? So they laugh a little. But by the way, before I go any further, there is no other profession that I can think of than ours, right? Like, if I was a teacher, and I've been teaching for 25 years, and I think I'm a damn good teacher, and I went to talk to them. If they didn't know I was a teacher, I'm not upset. But as a comic, I'm like, oh, they don't know who I am. Oh, what a bummer. You know? This would be so much more fun if they were like, oh, Pete Corielli's house, the comedian. Nothing. Could have told them I was an architect. They would have fucking believed it. So, but anyway, so then the next question was, I go, you must go in a lot of houses, both nice and pretty shithole, huh, man? And they go, oh, God, you wouldn't believe. So you're like, all right, now we're talking. And I go, do you ever go in a house and you see something illegal? I go, from an alligator in the tub to drugs, man. Do you have to call the cops?
Did you use that line, an alligator in the tub?
Yeah, exactly that. I go, do you call the cops? And they go, well, I mean, you know, we're usually there for something specific, so not unless it's real obvious. He goes, but 90% of the time that we get called out to a fire where there's something maybe possibly illegal going on, he goes, the cops have already gotten called out too. Like, the when you call 911 and you'd say there's a fire, like if you're subtly describing what sounds like a crystal meth lab fucking accident, you're going to get the cops too, all right? The dispatcher goes, hey, I'm going to tell 911. They tell the cops to go, yeah. So anyway, that was that. But I thought that was pretty amazing how those things actually really can save your lives. Who knew, man? I'm sure you have them. It's against the law not to.
Yeah, I got to, I mean, this being a new acquisition, I have to definitely go around the house and see what's going on.
I've seen some clips of your house, by the way, bro. I am so disappointed I couldn't get out there with my family. That place looks absolutely unbelievable, man. I can't wait to see it.
Well, when you get out here, I'm really excited because I'm getting the movie, where I'm doing this is the movie theater, and I don't have any equipment attached to the screen, but that's what they're doing this week. They're putting up the projector, and we get to watch movies in the movie theater finally. So, finally amped about that. I was putting that off, but then, you know, I'm figuring if we're gonna be inside for another 6 to 12 months, I might as well get the movie theater up and running. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, man. Of course.
So we got the beds. We're ready, bro. As soon as this shit opens up, you know, the doors are open because I certainly ain't touring for a while.
Yeah. Well, oh shit, dude. I know. I'm thinking about just starting to mess around literally in my basement. Like, you know, like I listen to albums, my records, like the ones I sent you for Christmas, which we never discussed. But anyway, these guys, they'd go into a studio and they would make albums, songs, you know, and they tinker and get it just right, da da da. And I'm just waiting for, and going to kick myself, that comic's going to come out with a 1 hour special that he made completely without an audience, like, and that's gonna be the new way. Like, do we need the audience, man? We know what's funny, man. Fuck.
You need the audience. You need the audience.
I know, man. That's the beauty of it, man. Coming up. What's up? So, anyway, dude, I am psyched to watch you on Kimmel.
Yeah, we got Kimmel this week, Wednesday and Thursday. This is coming out on Thursday. So if you do miss it, you could catch it up online. Also, just as we're talking about online and what have you, we are consistently putting up the videos for this cast. So if you want to check those out, those are now up and running.
Where? People keep asking.
Oh, they're on my website. If you need them, just ask. I'll have Michaela get in touch with you.
I got the shows you have got been sent to me, but I just don't know, like. Like, you know how they send us the link and when here's the Dropbox for the show? The first time they sent, I sent that out to people. And they're like, hey, what are you fucking sending me to Dropbox? Like, I got to figure out. So I'm supposed to download them probably like to my website or I don't care if they get them from yours if you want to keep one source.
To YouTube. But. To YouTube if you want.
All right.
You got a YouTube channel?
That I do, yeah. I think
all
right, so.
Then throw it up there. Well, Thad. Give it to Thad.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Thad about that. But listen, folks, especially with production, you know, like I know I'm writing on this Kevin James show and we shut down, everyone shut down. This is like the closest to new TV you're going to get. And by the way, when those shows come back, you should still think about watching the video of the Pete and Sebastian show. It's highly entertaining.
97, and I haven't seen us at 97 in a while. 97 on pure chit chat, chatter, no guests,
nothing. That's it, right? Well, they all did because they all come on and like even when I was on a cast a couple weeks ago with someone, I was like, even if I brought them on and said, "Wouldn't you like to come on ours?" We're just gonna have the same conversation I just had on this.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how many of these things could you go on and talk about the same shit in a different room?
Right. And then there's even a way we do this. Like, what if someone came on this show and they start going, yeah, and then she went down on, like, yeah, you're in the wrong restaurant. This is a classy joint.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, it's. She went down on me. And we go, all right, you're done. What? It's over. We got to get back to talking about funerals. Right.
They're going to go, I'm never back on. Nobody's ever back on because of you. Nobody. Just us. Except what? Of course. Except what?
Oh, shit. Well, there you have it. The Pete and Sebastian Show. Check us out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Also on iHeartRadio. We will be here next week again on Thursday to discuss the Kimmel Experience as well as Pete's carbon monoxide mishap as well as his new dog, Duke. So there you have it. Once again, thank you for your support, your listenership, and we will see you guys next week.
The show has ended.
It's the give up beard. Yeah, man. It's like a big slumber party. These people are loving this shit.